Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us again here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, or even our friends on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Jared Scott of Northern Bells is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about the group's love of music and the message of their brand new album, but also his love of all things creative. Not only is Jared a musician, but he's also involved in film. We're going to talk to him about the balance he's able to create, how he's been able to bring that visual aspect to life, especially as the group is celebrating their video for the single you guys will be hearing, Animal Kingdom. And then, of course, we'll let you guys know how you can stay in contact with the group as well. Jared, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, look, glad to have you on with us, and congratulations to the guys on the album. You know, talk to us about this experience for you, because none of you are new to music, but what is it like for you as you've been getting the response to the album, and people have been able to not only find their favorite songs, but also to find out more about you guys?
Sure, yeah. Well, Cyrus, I mean, all of us play in different bands. Pete, who plays drums, is an Oberhofer. Dan Neustadt is a talented keyboard player, has a weekly series called Off the Record, where he covers records. He also played with the Hold Steady, toured with them a year ago, and played on their record, Heaven is Whenever. And then Travis Tunn also plays in a lot of groups, Library is on Fire, and Chris Locks, the cello player, has recorded with Akron Family and plays in Pony Hawk. So we're all pretty active. I used to play in Demander, and sometimes I still play with Karen from Demander in a outfit called Future Bright, and sometimes with my friend Franz Nicolai and others. So that's kind of a mouthful. But you get the idea that we are pretty active. And I think, like most musicians in New York and Brooklyn, you just keep playing, and you just keep finding people to play with, and, you know, one bleeds into the next, and they overlap, and oftentimes you're juggling music projects, and you do it because you love it, and it's tough, because
right.
The market is, it's a saturated market out there, and so sometimes I have to keep convincing myself that I'm not adding to that saturation, but I'm actually trying to make something that's worthwhile, and maybe that's why we continue to invest more time in making music, and less time in kind of promoting it online. I think that we need to do a better job at that. But I guess we, in some way, are giving people a break from that nonstop onslaught that you get, you know, in the social networking sphere of everybody saying, hey, you know, come to my show, listen to my music, buy my record. And so sometimes it's hard to kind of wade through that. So, we're hardworking. We do love playing, and we do love getting the tunes out there. But I think sometimes we seem to lay off on the digital space a little bit, maybe more than we should.
Got you. Well, you know, Jared, that's an interesting point that you bring up, and to be honest,
yeah.
I had not intended on talking about it, but since you brought it up, one thing I did think was interesting was that, you know, when we think about how music was in the 90s, the way that we really found out about the great groups was not, of course, we didn't have Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, or, you know, even MySpace. We really had word of mouth. You know, we had the ability of being able to share music that we loved with our friends. So is it almost, or going back to what worked before, that you think Northern Bells has done as far as letting the work itself speak for you and not so much this huge marketing strategy?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think that I'd start to, you know, if I speak too much in this realm, I think I'll be talking, speaking to something that I'm not, I'm not an expert voice on, but I do feel that maybe unintentionally, I think because of our lack of certain, I'm not on Twitter or Instagram constantly or Facebook, and I think that maybe because of how our music has traveled, it has been word of mouth, and it's a slower way of traveling, but I think usually it's a more genuine and often more lasting. You know, you kind of start to build a fan base that is comprised of people that really care about it, but it might be smaller. But at least
right.
they're in it. And I think that, you know, I remember reading an article like a year or two back about how, you know, Andy Warhol said, in the future, we're all going to have our 15 minutes of fame. And then this guy turned that around and said, well, you know, actually in the future now, we're famous to 15 people. And maybe that's the thing.
Yeah.
But no, going to word of mouth, I still feel like that's the way I get my music. But I usually rely on certain friends that are like they do the filtering for me, you know, like they hear the new hit on Sirius XM and you know, or somewhere on some blog, and then they kind of say, hey man, here's what you should be listening to. So for me, it's very much how it's been my whole life, you know, kind of looking to friends and others whose musical taste that I respect and you know, trust, and then them offering up what's new and fresh.
Got you. Well, you know what? And then there's nothing wrong with that. But for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jared Scott of the group Northern Bales is joining us. He is not just a musician. He is someone who's also very active and creative as a filmmaker as well. You know, Jared, talk to us about the creative process in general for you, because I think it's always exciting for someone who's able, because I look at music as being able to paint a picture for us, of course, through words. You're able to do that in a literal way, too, as a filmmaker, bringing stories to life and through film. You know, talk to us about when you first realized that gift that you had of being a creative individual that wanted to be able to tell stories, no matter how it was.
Sure. I think that, you know, when I was younger, I think like anybody who has a creative brain, you start finding things that excite you and that help you express yourself. So it might be photography, it might be painting, it might be dancing, singing, you know, you name it. So I kind of fell into film and music around the same time. You know, I kind of stopped playing sports and started doing film and music around the age of 16. And perhaps that coincided with me getting my license and this idea of freedom and expression and all the rest. And a quick aside, I feel that now kids probably associate freedom and expression with getting their, you know, an iPhone or an iPad at age 16 now. But for me, it was
right.
a car, music, and film. But yeah, I don't know. I became involved in both and never really thought too much about it. And I think that in some way, they're definitely separate creative endeavors, but there's a lot of overlap. I just did this interview recently where I was talking about how you know, sometimes when I'm very rhythmic in the filmmaking process, I feel like I used to do a lot of post work. I was a producer editor for a long time, and now I'm doing more directing, producing, and still editing. But in that, I look to whether I'm working with a composer or I'm doing a cut, it's very much like writing a concerto. I mean, there's peaks, there's valleys, there's tension, there's release.
Mm-hmm.
There's storytelling within a song or storytelling within a film. There's a lot of overlap. There's some of the same kind of ideas and ways to do that. And so in a way, it's there's bleed, but at the same time, it's separate. And I think film became more of a natural, viable vocation just because it's been easier for me to monetize than the music has been.
Yeah. You know, I think that is a great segue to talk about the music that Northern Bales in particular has been able to create. The album is called Keep It in the Dark. Ironically, the single, I was listening to it again yesterday, Jared, and the single, of course, includes that line, Keep It in the Dark. Talk to us about that project and what just the release of it meant for you as an accomplishment, not only as an artist, but as a group.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think that these songs, they were really close to us. We had been batting them around for a while, and I think we're pretty careful with what we record. I mean, oftentimes we'll write 15 songs, and then we'll go in and we'll record 13, and then we'll finish 10, and we'll put 8 on the record. So we're pretty self-critical, and we were very much so with this record. We worked with Eli Janney, who did the soft pack, and he produced he's produced all the Obit stuff. He worked with a number of bands, Ryan Adams, Wilco, some other people, and then our bass player Travis is a producer engineer in his own right, and so he did a lot of the recording for us too, because, you know, this day and age, it's for us, you know, we would do both studio stuff and then a lot of stuff like in my loft or in our practice space. But yeah, so it took a long, it was like a, we took our time with this record. And I think that, you know, for us, you can hear the different stages because it was kind of done in piecemeal. But at the same time, there is this kind of overall story. I mean, we kind of see the last year and a half of our lives in it. And we're really thrilled about how it turned out. And of course, as any artist does, you know, it's always on to the next one. So, you know,
yeah,
we're already demoing and looking forward to laying down new tracks. But you know, and to segue into, like, I think what this video, this new video, what's so nice about that is when other artists come into the fold or audience members, and this is the cool thing about art, is once you're kind of done with it, it has a way of finding you again and circling back to you. And so when Eric comes and he takes that song and he takes a new perspective on it and puts a twist on it and puts it to visuals, then all of a sudden that song is new again to us and we can see it in a fresh light. Same with when people start to hear this stuff and get back to us saying how, you know, Communist Lecture or Animal Kingdom or Congregation or any of these songs kind of touch them or move them. And then all of a sudden you know that the music is still alive. It's almost like you record it and then you let it go and then hopefully people out there will take it and internalize it and make it their own. So you kind of have to give it up a little bit, which is cool. I think that's part of the process of finishing a record.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, of course, the video for Animal Kingdom. For those who have not heard the single, Jared, why don't you do us the honor and introduce it for us?
Yeah. Animal Kingdom is the title track where we get Keep It In The Dark. It's very much a breakup song, but at the same time, it's a song about the way the world works and the circle of life. And that's, I think that Eric Power, who's an incredibly talented animator and director out of Austin, Texas, he really picked up on that and he kind of ran with it. And that's what the video's fantastic. It's all like stop motion cardboard cutout. It's fantastic. It's really amazing. And we had leaked it out before we played our last show at Union Pool. And then we've since pulled it back because we're talking with a few blogs about releasing it either this week or next week and having it be an exclusive and all the rest. So we kind of put it out there, we pulled it back, and we're going to have somebody else join in because we think that it's a video that's worth attention and worth having as many eyes on it as possible.
Right, totally agree. And so is the single. Here is Animal Kingdom. We'll be back with our conversation with Jared. You guys stay with us.
Beautiful, thanks, Adam.
I hope there's some good in goodbye. I hope there's some good in goodbye. I tried to tell you all of all the things that I keep in the dark. It's a slow come down. Shadows of doubt cast aspersions on. I won't make a sound. And I keep it in the dark. This is an Animal Kingdom. This is an Animal Kingdom. This is an Animal Kingdom. We all live in, but it feels like give up, and you won't stop. Dark. And if
Northern Bales with Animal Kingdom from their album Keep It in the Dark here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, online through blogtalkradio.com and also dcnowradio.com. Jared Scott is our guest of the group, and he's been talking with us not only about his own journey as a musician and a creative, but also, of course, the mission and message of Northern Bales. So, you know, for you then, Jared, and I think it comes across in this conversation, it really is about the music for you. It really is about the craft. When people hear the name Northern Bales, what do you want them to think of?
What's so exciting about bands, like, you know, if you think of a band that I really like, Wilco, you know, if someone was to say, what do you think of when you think of Wilco? I have all these thoughts attached to it because I have so many experiences with that band, with that music. You know, some of these names are kind of strange on their own. The Beatles, really, with an A, or the Rolling Stones, or, you know, names, they don't really mean much until like, you have a relationship to the band and to the music. So when people hear Northern Bells, I hope that they have some kind of relationship to it. And, you know, so whether they listen to that song when they were driving home from a party on a Friday night, or, you know, when they were riding the subway on a Saturday, like, to have some kind of connection to the song, and that's a connection to the band, and then the name of the band, I think that's what's special. And whatever that means to them, good or bad, whether it was a good moment in their life, a melancholy one, something that was bittersweet, something that was sad, just have, you know, to be able to inject their own thoughts and have it be a canvas, a blank canvas, I think that's what I'd want.
Got you. Well, it's an amazing album, and, you know, I think one thing that definitely comes through on this, as people are able to go to your website and kind of get a taste of the music, is that each song brings its own story, and I think that is the great thing about it. Let our listeners know what that website is, Jared, and also how they can stay in contact with you guys and get their copy of the album.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the records everywhere where a lot of records are, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, you know, it's on all the digital sites. You can go to our website, northernbells.com. You can also go to our Bandcamp site. We're on Facebook, Twitter, but we're, like I said before, we're pretty bad at utilizing those networks. But FanBridge is a good way to sign up for our email list and to keep in touch with shows in New York and shows in the Northeast here. We tend to stay mostly on the East Coast, just because of our other creative endeavors and our other, you know, our other commitments with that. But yeah, we'd like to get out on the road here soon, and you know, you can find us online, and you know, I think that some of these longer songs that we have, if you guys have the patience for them, you know, I think that they are beautiful stories, and you just have to sit with them for a little bit. I mean, I think Congregation on the record is 6 minutes long, so there's definitely a payoff at the end of each one of these. We kind of tend to follow this a very similar structure in how it starts off kind of intimate, like as if you're in your bedroom, and then it kind of ends as this sing-along that we, you know, that you'd expect to see on a stage at a crowded music hall. So
yeah,
it kind of has both worlds, and I think that's kind of the relationship that you develop with the band. You know, it starts off intimate, and it becomes something that's more extroverted.
Well, there you have it. And again, Jared, everyone, from Northern Bales. Make sure you guys do check them out online. And, of course, the album is available now, so you can make sure you definitely get it now. And each song, as I said, you know, and as Jared just mentioned as well, is a story in itself. So being able to enjoy the experience, I think that's the thing. NorthernBales.com is the website for you to be able to go to, and as you said, the music is available everywhere, so make sure you guys do check it out and support the guys. Jared, congratulations again to you guys and to you on your careers, and thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Jared, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb and also twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and there you can find the link. Click on that link. You can go back and listen to the entire conversation completely for free, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. Or if you're joining us through dcnowradio.com, it'll be available in their podcast section. So just go over to dcnowradio.com, click on their podcast. You'll be able to find it there. That's going to do it first for this part of our program. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have recording artist Lil Buck joining us live to talk to us about his brand new project. You're listening to us again at 92.3 FM, blogtalkradio.com, and also dcnowradio.com.
We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary. How often have you asked God for water? Even in 2013, there are so many people without water.